Next Sunday we will also have a shiur related to Inyan HaDiyum. And next week we're going to talk about the lomdus and the controversy behind Tefillah Zakah. I'm sure many of you say that before Yom Kippur. We'll talk about it. It's not so simple, not in Hashkafa and not in lomdus, and a lot of interesting things. So that will be next Sunday.
To say it at all.
So we'll talk about that blinder next week. It works out nicely. All these Yom Tovim fall out like right after Sunday. So we can have, and we'll hopefully have, if Hashem gives me the time to prepare it, we'll have something Sunday before Sukkot also, because Sukkot is Monday night. So hopefully we'll have share something on Sunday before Sukkot. That I have no idea what it's going to be, but hopefully there'll be something. Very big kitzur on the parsha. Again, we had an entire parsha share devoted to Parshas Nitzavim, which is a very, very apropos parsha leading up to the Yom HaDin, leading up to Rosh Hashanah. But I saw one word that caught my eye, and it's from Reb Weissmandel. Reb Weissmandel was one of the great leaders and activists in saving Jews during the Holocaust. He was originally from Slovakia, which used to be Hungary, then became its own country. So, and the reason why this Dvaratar hit me, because he never, his son died in this rainstorm. He had a son who lived in Mount Kisco, who got stuck in a car, and Nebuch died in the, he died in his car. Very sad story. I just saw it on the one of the Jewish websites. They're not sure if it was because of the water, or it was a heart attack. He wasn't a particularly old fellow, mid-60s, I think, and he just got stuck. He was trying to get home from Mount Kisco to Muncie, or vice versa. And again, this was a horrific, the storm took a big toll on us as a people. But so I thought it would be probably a good schus for his neshama to say over a nice word from his father. His father was Rosh Yeshiva Mount Kisco after the war. He came here after doing a lot of Hatzalah work. He was really one of the first Jews to let the world know what was going on in Nazi-controlled Europe. He really got the word out to people as best as he can, starting as early as 1942. Weissmandel worked unbelievably to try to save Jews. So he said the following word on the famous pasuk, "Ki karev eilecha hadavim oid b'fichel v'avchalas." So it's a very famous pasuk. We all know that pasuk. It's Tishisha Parashas Nitzavim. Pasuk says, because this mitzvah that I'm telling you, it's easy. It's very close to you to do. Beficha, in your mouth, uvulvavcha, in your heart, lasayis to do. So Weissmandel said, there's three types of things we have in this world as Jews. We have learning Torah. You can learn Torah. And it's relatively easy. It's, you know, you just have to say words, and that's learning Torah. Then there's beficha. That's learning Torah. Uvulvavcha means you have to have Yirat Shamayim. That's not the same thing as learning Torah. You can learn Torah and have absolutely no Yirat Shamayim. I know people who learn Torah for academic purposes. They get an unbelievable kick out of learning a chakira and learning this, but their Torah doesn't penetrate and make them a better person. Uvulvavcha means the Torah has to make you a better person. Torah has to make you a bigger Yirat Shamayim. Vilasoisi means the Torah is supposed to be there to teach you how to do. Because the whole reason why we learn Torah is to know how to learn and keep Hashem's mitzvahs. So the Torah is saying that it's easy. Maybe learning is not so hard, but lovavcha, it's got to go into your heart. It's got to penetrate and make you a different person. And therefore, the Torah is going to make you do more things. You'll do mitzvahs better. You'll be more careful with certain things. So it's an interesting pshat, an interesting interpretation to how he understood the pshat in that pasuk. Again, much more to talk about, but again, we have a lot to see here as well. So we'll move on from there. Okay, what I want to talk about... Oh, I'm sorry. So today's learning is a schus le... Fuh Shlema.
So, Esther Sarah
Bas Chai Pesel.
And Tuvia Moshe.
Tuvia Moshe. Ben Perel.
Balabaser, the fellow that was hit by the car the other
day. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, he was hit on the way.
Oh, no. Okay. Serg Shar, the Fuh, Serg Shar Chayli Yisro.
On his way... In,
I thought that was true.
No.
No, on his way in.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no, no. Okay. So today I want to talk about Shofar, the mitzvah of Shofar. It's amazing. We look in the Chumash, and you know, there's so much talked about Rosh Hashanah, so much preparation. There's a whole elul for Rosh Hashanah. There's so much talk about Rosh Hashanah. If you were to look in the Chumash, when the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah, it is very, very vague. Unbelievably vague. And when it comes to the mitzvah of Shofar, it's even more vague. Meaning, we all talk about Rosh Hashanah as Malchias, Hashem is the Melech, it's Yom HaDin. Open the Chumash, you won't find any of that. It's amazing. You'll not find any of that discussed in the Chumash. So what does the Chumash say about Shofar, or even Rosh Hashanah? The answer is very little. It's almost all Torah Shabbal Peh. And even in the world of Torah Shabbal Peh, it's very unclear. You have a lot of drashas and limudim. It's not clear written anywhere. So let's talk today about the mitzvah of Shofar. Everyone knows the highlight of Rosh Hashanah, besides maybe the chazanim in your shul is the mitzvah of Shofar. This year we got lucky, we got 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days to blow Shofar. Last year, for the last couple of years, we had only 1 day. This year we have 2 days to blow the Shofar. The question is, what exactly is the mitzvah of Shofar? So what are the two possibilities? So the way the Achrayim developed the Chakira is the mitzvah to hear a shofar. That's the mitzvah. Hashem wants us, for whatever reason, we're not going to get into the Tamiya mitzvahs today. You can look in the Rambam and other Rishonim give Tamiya mitzvahs. Is the mitzvah is to hear a shofar. That's all Hashem wants of us, is to hear a shofar. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, no, Hashem wants us to blow a shofar. Now, if Hashem wants us to blow a shofar, we got a problem. I don't think most of us are blowing the shofar. Only one person is blowing the shofar. So how do you explain the mitzvah if the mitzvah is to blow the shofar? So you're going to have to say that somehow when he blows the shofar, he's acting like me. Either he's my shliach, or maybe we'll see a little later a different alumnus of like Shemei Ka'ina. That when he makes those sounds, it's if I'm making the sounds. Because the mitzvah HaTorah is to sound that shofar. Now, not all of us are lucky enough to be the one sounding it, so then we somehow have to be like him, through shlichos, or through some other creative lumnus. That's the basic line chakira that we're going to be discussing today. Now, like every good chakira, we're going to turn it upside down 3 times on its head, and then combine them and come out that there's really a third possibility, maybe even a fourth possibility. But that's the basic line chakira that everyone talks about. Is the mitzvah of shofar a mitzvah to blow, or is it a mitzvah to hear? Okay, so let's see. Now, if you have that backdrop, now we can start to understand. We'll work backwards. Let's start with the Chumash. What does it say in the Chumash? So if you're looking by Midbar Chavtes Aleph, that's in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, the Torah says, "Bachoidish Hashvi Bechad Lachoidish." In the 7th month, what's the 7th month? That's Tishrei. Bechad Lachoidish, on the 1st day of the month, Mikra Koidish Yelachem. It should be a holy day. Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Yisasu. You're not allowed to do any malacha. Yom Truah Yelachem. A day of Truah should be for you. What does that mean? So first of all, we don't even know what the word true means. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, we don't know what the word true means. What sound is it true? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, we have to go to the mother of Sisrei. And from the mother of Sisrei, we learn that the true can either mean what we call Shvarim or what we call true, which itself is a drasha. We got to pick Shofar from the mother of Sisrei. You couldn't have found a better place to learn how to sound the Shofar. You couldn't have learned from Avram Avinu, from Rachel, from somebody. You had to go to the mother of Sisrei. Okay, that's already a famous question that people talk about before Shofar. It's usually a good speech before Shofar. But in any case, what is Yom Truah Yelachem? It's a day of Truah. Does it say that you're supposed to blow the Shofar? Does it say you're supposed to hear the Shofar? It doesn't say anything. It's extremely vague. So if you look in the Rosh, in Rosh Hashanah number 2, the Rosh writes like this. He quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam kosav sheyesh levorech al tkiya Shofar mishum di asiyase hi gemar mitzvase. So the Rishonim skip the lumnus and go straight to the practicality. And from their practicality, we can learn the lumnus. Why? The question is, what bracha do you make on shofar? Now, this is also very interesting. To my knowledge, there's no gemara anywhere that says, what bracha do you make when you blow shofar? Which is very strange. It's a mitzvah deraisa. How could there be no description of its bracha in the gemara? Very strange. Every mitzvah, the gemara talks about mitzvahs derabbanan, and it tells us what bracha to make. The gemara in Shabbos talks about the bracha on Chanukah and the bracha on Erev Shabbos. And here you're telling me there's nowhere, anywhere, that no one talks about the bracha of shofar, because we'll see, it's actually machlokes rishonim. How can it be machlokes rishonim? What do you mean? What sound did they make? They've been doing shofar for years. This is not a new development. This is a din d'oraisa. We've been blowing shofar since the time we got Kabbalah Satorah. And no one knew what bracha we made. Very, very strange. So the Rosh quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes, Sheyesh levarach al tkiya shofar. The text of the bracha should be Al Tkiya Shofar. Why? Mishum Da'asiyase Hi Gemar Mitzvase. Because that is the mitzvah. What's the that? The Tkiya. The blowing. The blowing is the mitzvah. So what do you see from the Rosh very clearly? That he understood the Chakir, that what? That the mitzvah is the blowing. And the way it's reflected is by the bracha. Meaning the way the Rishonim showed us the lumnus was not by telling us, right? The Rishonim don't write, Yesh Lachkar. Is it this way or is it that way? That's what the Achrayim do. The Rishonim, the way we learn them is from their facts, we can work backwards. So from the fact that the Rabbeinu Tam just told us that the text of the bracha is Lotkoya Al Tkiya Shofar, what does that show me? That he understood that what's the whole mitzvah? The mitzvah is the blowing. Therefore, says the Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum Da'asiyasa, Higimar Mitzvasi, the whole doing it, what's the doing is the blowing. And therefore, the bracha is Al Tkiya Shofar. Now, I'm sure everyone's thinking, well, that's not what we say, right? That's not what we say. Okay, good. That's a fair point. But we're not there yet. We're still working it through. We're still trying to figure out what the Rishonim said. Then the Rosh quotes a Rav Yoh. Now the Rav Yoh was much earlier. The Rav Yoh was about 100 years earlier than the other Rishonim. He was much, much earlier than Rav Yoh. And the Rav Yoh writes, there's Yerushalmi like that. Hevi Yerushalmi tekeh ha-shofar tzarech levarach ha-sheh k'dishon b'tzvesov l'shmaya b'kol shofar. The Rav Yoh quotes a Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi says that what you're supposed to say when you blow the shofar, you're supposed to say l'shmaya b'kol shofar. To hear the sound of the shofar. V'shechionu v'acha kach tekeh. So that was the opinion of the Bahag. Says the Rosh, quoting the Bahag. So now we have a new opinion. Rabbeinu Tam said you're supposed to say Al Tkiya Shofar. Says the Rav Yoh, I found a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you're supposed to say Lishmaya b'kol shofar, and that was the opinion of the Bahak. So what's the Pashat Machlokes b'Shainim? They're arguing about this Chakiru. Is the mitzvah to blow the shofar? If the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, then the bracha should be Litkaya shofar. If the mitzvah is the Shmiya shofar, then the mitzvah is going to be reflective in the bracha with the words Lishmaya b'kol shofar. Says the
if it's the Torah, why is it Asher Kitchan?
Hashem commanded us.
No, don't we say...
No, if it's no. The problem is if it's a Durabonin, we have the question: how do you say? How do we say Vitzivon? Hashem didn't command us. So the Gemara says no. Hashem commanded us. Listen to the Rabbi. So therefore, but if it's a Deraisa, so then it's great. Hashem commanded us to blow the shofar. What Hashem commanded us to do? We don't know. So it's a machlokes
mishnayim. Are there mitzvahs on shlita on korbanos, the performing of the korban as opposed to like you eat the korban or you burn it?
Yeah, sure.
What would be the bracha?
I don't know. I'm not
sure. So
there's a big shayla if shechita has a bracha at all,
right?
Because that's a shayla. If it's a matir, is it a matir or is it a mitzvah?
So
let's say regular shechita. Today people shecht, right? So regular shechita is a shayla if you make a bracha because is it a mitzvah or is it a matir? Like gerushin. And we spoke about this when we learned kedushin and whether or not we learned let's say a person gives his wife a divorce, is that a mitzvah? Well, the pshat is no. It's just that if you want to get out of the marriage, this is the way to do it.
No, but by a korban, you're required to bring the korban, right? So part of the korban process, you have to do the shechita,
or someone has to do the shechita, right?
The shechita has to be done,
right. And there's other parts.
And then there's other parts. Somebody eats it, right, or somebody burns it, or whatever.
I don't know exactly which along which lines, how much part.
It's like shofar, right?
Why?
Because the essence of the mitzvah is what's done after it's ready to become. Until you're ready to do the mitzvah of eating it or giving it to the kohen or burning it on the mizbeach or whatever it is, that's really the essence of the mitzvah. The killing it is.
So how does that work by shofar?
Shofar, you have to blow the shofar so people can hear it, right? If the essence of the
mitzvah. Okay, good. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. There's
no bracha on bringing a korban, the shechita part of it.
Now you want to suggest
blowing the shofar.
So you want to suggest that the tkiah, even if you hold it on the tzad that there's a mitzvah to blow, that blowing is just a heksha to create a sound.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll see. We'll talk about that hopefully.
I really.
We'll hopefully develop that idea a little better.
That's really where I was.
Again, right now we're talking very basic line.
Sometimes he takes.
Right now it's. Right now we're very basic line of either blowing or listening. Obviously, in any good chakir, what's the third side? You put the two together, which is what we'll come to hopefully at some point. But let's just continue. So it explains the rush. Why would the bracha be al shmiya?
Why can't you say the guy who's blowing makes with Kohen and people are listening to the Shema, or do both?
But what's the mitzvah? We have different mitzvahs?
No, the mitzvah is
going
to be to listen, presumably, because if you blow in, I don't know, if you blow in a far...
Let's see. So Zakhtar Rosh, I'll prove it to you. What's the raya that the mitzvah is the sound and not the act? Says the Rosh, k'detanat, there's a Mishnah. Hatakelu teich habar, if a person blows into a bar, so he blew, but the sound gets messed over because it's an echo, so the Mishnah says no good. So says the Rosh, we mean no good, but the mice is tkiah. I blew. So what's the problem? Says the Rosh, sometimes you can blow yourself and you won't be yotze. I did a beautiful tekiah, but the sound got messed over because it was in a bar.
So a cheresh could never be
yotze. Oh, very good. We're going to talk about cheresh v'katan in a few minutes today. Very good. That's going to be the Yom Tshuva's kasha. We'll come back to that hopefully in a few minutes. So what's the Rosh's raya? The Rosh concludes, like Rav Rishonim, that the mitzvah is l'shmaya, and the raya is because you see that there are hakapotas to what happens when you blow and you don't hear. So you see the mitzvah is the hearing, not the blowing. Now the Rav Yoh quoted a Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi said the text of the bracha is Lishmaya Bikol Shoif. It says the Karban Nisan on the bottom number 3, HaYushalmi Loi Matzasev. There is no such Yushalmi. Right? Now we pointed this out many times. There's another example of this, actually Rosh Hashanah time. Everyone knows the famous Ramah. The Ramah says you're not allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you have a sleepy year. What is the makar of that? Yushalmi. Writes the Aruch HaShulchan, I can't find the Yushalmi. Can't find Yusham. He said he can't find it.
Can you find it?
Could I find it? So the truth is, the Bach says he found the Yushami, and in one place, the Aruch HaShulchan himself quotes the Yushami. Now, the Maritzchias points this out in a couple of places that there are times where we quote Yushamis and we don't have them. Now, I don't want to sound like a very big kofer, but I think the answer is
a little
kofer I can handle. Maybe after circus, I'll be a bigger kofer. I think my humble opinion, I think what happens is there are certain things that were traditioned, passed down Messiah to Messiah, and people just assume they were Yushamis. Not that they, we didn't have a lot of things. So if you heard from your Rebbe, you probably attributed it to a Yerushalmi. And not always is it actually found in this in the text of Yerushalmi. Doesn't mean the tradition is not a real tradition. It just might not be a Yerushalmi. So if that's clear or not, I don't know. But in any case, this is another example. There's a whole list of examples of Yerushalmis that we don't have. Now today, with Eitzer Chachma and with Google searches, we can find things a little better. But we all know. Right? What happened to the Kachim Yerushalmi? Right, there used to be a Kachim Yerushalmi. Rishonim had it, and it was lost. In sometime in the 20th century, some guy forged the entire Kachim Yerushalmi. And Eloi, you have to imagine how smart you have to be to forge a Kachim Yerushalmi to the point that you were able to fool the Chavetz Chaim. You were able to fool the Ar Simeach. The only Gadol was not fooled at that time was the Ragachav. The Ragachav knew the style of the Yerushalmi so well, he could tell that a couple words were off, he knew the whole thing was a forgery. Now, you have to be such an Eloi to be able to forge a Yerushalmi in Kachim. We don't even learn Kachim. Forget Yerushalmi on Kachim. What's famous about that forged Yerushalmi, we mentioned this a while ago, is that because of that forged Yerushalmi, the Chavetz Chaim started wearing Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. We mentioned that there's a whole question, should you wear Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin? So there's a rive from Yerushalmi and Kachim. How much we don't have Yerushalmi and Kachim? So when the Chavetz Chaim saw that Yerushalmi and Kachim, he decided he's going to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. But they told him later, the whole thing's forgery. Okay, I think he still kept wearing the Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. But so we don't, not every Yerushalmi we always have, but this is the famous one about sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's up in arms about it. That the Yerushalmi says, if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you have a sleepy year. So what do people do instead? So they do everything. It's one of my, another one of my pet peeves about Rosh Hashanah. And people spend the whole day, like this, holding their eyes up, so they shouldn't fall asleep. But it's okay to talk Lashon Hara. That's okay. Lashon Hara is okay, but Chas v'Shalom to go to sleep. It's ridiculous.
Where the Rebbe didn't live at the time of the Chavetz Chaim?
He did at the same time. Yeah,
so he didn't tell the Chavetz Chaim. Hey.
No, I guess the Chavetz Chaim knew.
There's no WhatsApp.
The Chavetz Chaim knew about it. I guess just I think the Chavetz Chaim said that after it was already that way. I think he kept it that way. But these are some of the pet peeves that I have when it comes to the Yemidim. But in any case. That and throwing bread at Tashlich. But in any case, says the Karban Nesanel, we can't find this Yerushalmi, but it's important. Why? Says the Karban Nesanel, the Tos, the Muchachu, the Harambanu Bala Amor Mechulakim in Bircha Shefer, whom it's a Karnas Againim. There's a Machloikis Yerushalmi, where did we get Bircha Shefer from? Again, it's not in the Gemara. How do I know it's not in the Gemara? Because if it would be in the Gemara, it wouldn't be a Machloikis Yerushalmi. That's the best riot. So says the Karban Nesanel, it might come from the Gainim. The Gaonic was the period shortly after the end of the Gemara. The Gaonic era was about 500 years, from about the year 500 to the year 1100, which is a 600 years, a large chunk of time. So that bracha might have developed then. But again, it still begs the question, why didn't the Gemara have a text? What did all the Tanoim and Amoraim say when they blew Shofar? I don't know. It's very strange. So the answer is some probably said Lishmaya, some probably said Litkaya. That's what I'm assuming. I don't know. But in any case...
Is it possible that there was no book?
So I had this possibility that needs to be more developed, at least from a Hashkafic standpoint, that maybe there was Taka no bracha.
It was within the Shemana Esrei.
That could be, if it was Taka in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, so then it would be more Geshmak. But I'm wondering from a Hashkafic outlook, there might have been a svar to say why there's no bracha on this mitzvah.
Which, when do we have that?
We don't. And it would be a big chiddush. But again, where else do we find the mitzvah that there's no text for the bracha? It's a very strange.
Is this the same issue So
by Megillah is also a similar shaila. But by Megillah it's the Rabbanan at least. So it's a little easier. But yeah, we'll come back to Megillah in a few minutes. Now, so let's take a look at number 4 in the Smag. I'm sorry, Seth, what? One more time? Yeah, there are certain mitzvahs that don't have brachas. I'm not disagreeing. Well, what's that? Yeah, no, I think you're right. If it was originally in the Sakin, say it, I'll say their brachas. But Frat, if you hold like the Balamor, held that the first round of Shofar that we blow, those 30 Kailas, were not before Shemayin Esrei. They were in Shemayin Esrei themselves. They only were Masakin later to blow the 30 before because people had to go home. It's a big chiddush from the Balamor. The Gemara sounds not like that. But in any case, so I think you're right. If you're willing to say it like that, if the whole Shofar was originally, I'll say their brachas. So maybe that would be included in the Birchas HaMitzvah. So if you look in the Smag at number 4, the Smag writes, Mitzvah sa'asei l'tkoya b'shoifer. Very clear. The mitzvah sa'asei is to blow a shoifer b'Rosh Hashanah shenemar. And now, if that's what the Smag says is the mitzvah, what do you think the Smag is going to give you for the text of the bracha? So he writes, V'yesh levarech al tkiya shoifer. That's very consistent. If you hold the mitzvah is l'tkoya, then the bracha is going to be l'tkoya b'shoifer. If you look over...
What does it mean, shenemar? Meaning...
No, he quotes a pasuk. He quotes a pasuk, Yom Zichron Chua. He somehow read from our pasuk, from the pasuk that we started off with.
He's not saying that. He says
No, no, this is cut from two different places. These are two different places in the smock that I cut from and put it together.
Okay,
sorry, sorry. I don't want anyone to think I made it up.
Okay.
It's all cut and pasted. Okay. Yeah.
I know I came late, but let me ask you, in the Pasuk it says Yom Teruah.
Pasuk says nothing.
No, the Pasuk says Yom Teruah. It says Yom Teruah.
So the Gemara asked that Kash and Rosh Hashanah.
No, but where do you know from either one? Where do you know from either one it's a mitzvah to blow? Maybe that's just what the day's called.
So the Gemara...
No, what's the Hoshana, whether it's blow or hearing?
So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has rushes that we learn, which we'll talk about later. We learn from Yovel. We learn from the Shofar that they sound on Yovel. We learn that he's supposed to blow a Shofar. The
Gemara... stuff you down.
What?
Yeah,
it's Daf Lamed Beis. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, how do you even know you're supposed to blow a Shofar? That's how far the Gemara goes.
Right.
The Gemara even doubts the notion that you need a Shofar for Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara gives Teretzim, we have drushes. Right, doesn't say anything.
Are supposed to blow? Oh, you so the, remember
well,
what from Mark
said? No,
there's two psukim. One pasuk says it's a day of blowing, and one pasuk is the day to remember the blowing. So the Gemara says, which one is it? Are we remembering or are we blowing? So the Gemara says, one is Shabbos, and one is during the week. When is it during the week you actually blow? When it's Shabbos, you just remember the Shofar. But the Gemara, even
unless
if it's...
Yom Zichron was it, you remember the Shofar from Mar Sinai.
Yeah, but do what with it? Just, don't blow a Shofar. Right, so the Gemara...
Let's just be trying what you do with it, right?
Right. So here the assumption the Gemara makes, the drush, that here the Torah wants you to actually do something with the information.
Is there a pasuk that deals with the Din d'Rabbanan about not blowing a Shofar on Shabbos?
So that no, then it wouldn't be. That's before Xavier de Rabba. According to that Teretz of the Gemara, blowing a Shofar on Shabbos would not be just be de Rabbanan; it would be de Raisa. The Yerushalmi actually goes with that Teretz. The Gemara by us goes with Xavier de Rabba, but the Yerushalmi says what? Now this is a real Yerushalmi. Yeah, this one they have. The Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the reason why we don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholes B'Shabbos is because of Yom Zichron Chua versus Yom Chua.
So you use the pasuk as a right not to blow on Shabbos.
Exactly. Not like us who use Xavier de Rabba. And there's a lot. We talked about this last year.
Yes,
right?
We also spoke in general. Why does the Rabbanan take away?
We talked about this last year, Xavier de Rabba, because last year came up a lot, because last year everything was Shabbos. Sukkot was Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos. So we had a lot of.
According to
Yerushan,
it's not a
Shiloh. Right, it's not Xavier de Rabba, it's a Din d'Oraisa. And could be you're not Yoitz at all. Mashenkin, if you hold this Xavier de Rabba, that's what we spoke about last year. If it's Xavier de Rabba, we for Kivegas Chakira. Let's say, according to Rabba, let's say I go and break Rabba's din. Am I still Yetzir Mitzvah Deraisa? Hmm. Yeah. So do I get a check from Hashem and an X from Rabba? Or according to Yushalmi, we said it's not a gift. Because according to Yushalmi, Deraisa, there's no mitzvah at all.
So then it's
going to
be an
Avera. So, yeah. And you get zero credit because it's absolutely no mitzvah.
You get it, presumably, whatever.
It's the Rabbanon, right? Okay, so let's get back to Avera. Now, this is where it gets interesting, just from a historical standpoint. If you look in the Beis Yitzchak, that's the Kuntres at the basically from Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Chanan, right? They have 50 volumes, however many volumes they have. So they have one of their volumes over here talks about this Shiloh. What I found interesting over here is the historical ramifications. He quotes over here like this. He quotes from the Sefer HaManig that says, Shenusach Bircha Shofar Toli Machlokes Provence with Tsarfas. Where's Provence and Tsarfas? So Provence is southern France, and Tsarfas is France. Now southern France was like a different world. I'm talking about the times of the Rishonim. In the Rishonim world, Provence, which is today is southern France, no Greece, a Chiddush, but it was more like it's next to Spain. So a lot of Provence was following the Minhagim of the Sephardim in Spain, not so much the Ashkenazim who lived north of them in France. Right, where did the bulk of the Rishonim live in this time was France and Germany? That's where all the Rishonim lived, were France and Germany. The Ashkenazic Rishonim, then you had the Sephardic Rishonim in Spain and all the other, Sephardic communities. So Provence was like in the middle. They were on next to France, but a lot of the Minhagim they pulled was from the Spanish, the Sephardic Paiskim. So he writes like this, that the shayla of what bracha to make on the Shofar depends where you lived. If you lived in Provence, if you lived in Tsarfas. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, where did Rabbeinu Tam live? Oh, Rabbeinu Tam was a French. So what would Rabbeinu Tam say? He writes, Rabbeinu Tam, Kasav Kach, Beferush, Simin Shin Mem. We saw Rabbeinu Tam. Lechena Rosh. Rosh Hashanah, he quotes him. Umach Zavitri. What was the Mach Zavitri? It was also. Mach Zavitri was the Talmud of Rashi. Also French, the French area. Mach Zavitri, Amudim al Tkir Shofar. He says, Rashi. They say Rashi blew with Al Tkir Shofar, which is not crazy. Rashi lived in France. That's what the Rishonim of France all did. They blew with they held the mitzvah of Tkir Shofar. He says V'chein beguf halachas gam yesh kam raisha b'tzorfa sovru shakiyah mitzvah shofar have shmia. He says, but in, I'm sorry. He says gam yesh kam raisha. He says I have raisha that even in Tsarfas that the key mitzvah shofar have shmia she'enem uvusal al nosach habracha, but it wasn't connected to the nosach habracha, which means there were those that held that even if the mitzvah is the shmia, even if the mitzvah is the shmia, they still might have made letkaya, which we'll come back to hopefully later. Then he writes over Bilikutim Misifrois de Bei Rashi. He says, we found some form of a manuscript from Rashi's Beis Medrash. The Makshim, they asked Rashi a question. Loma ain't taking as a shofar kolecha ve'echa k'shem shenayit nas halulav kolecha ve'echa b'fnas. A very basic question. Every person buys a lulav today. Everyone checks their own lulav. Why don't we all blow our own shofar?
Yeah,
Because people can't.
Ah, can't. So again, so let's work our hakira through. If the mitzvah is l'shmoya, then the kasha never gets off the ground. If the mitzvah is for me to hear the shofar, I don't have to blow the shofar. Anyone can blow the shofar.
No, but yeah, like he said before, you got to blow it in order to hear it.
No, but if the mitzvah is l'tkoy, if the mitzvah is the maisa tkiya, so then I hear the kasha very strongly. That if the mitzvah, you're supposed to do the mitzvah by yourself. But if the mitzvah is just a shmiya, so why would I have to blow it myself to produce the shmiya? The mitzvah is to me. I'm hearing it myself. No one can hear it for me. So what does Rashi answer? Why didn't Rashi give a pasha to Terence? Because the mitzvah is l'shmaya, and if the mitzvah is to be l'shmaya, then no, you are automatically doing it for yourself. No one's doing it for you. Elamai, what does Rashi answer? Rashi gave a very practical answer. Not everyone can learn shofar. Why did Rashi say that? Why didn't Rashi just say much better? Because the mitzvah is to hear it, and since the mitzvah is to hear it, we all are doing the mitzvah by ourselves. Mashiach by love, and the mitzvah is to shake it. Elamai, you see from Rashi that Rashi held not like that. Rashi, the mitzvah is taka l'tkaya. And since the mitzvah is l'tkaya, we really should all blow the shofar ourselves. Because that's the ma'isa mitzvah. And we have a rule, whenever there's a ma'isa mitzvah, you do the mitzvah yourself. So why don't we zok Rashi? Because it's not practical.
So is l'tkaya then a chayrish
ribi? Oh, that's what we have to get to. That's the problem. We'll come back to Megillah, hopefully in a few minutes as well. Now,
if the mitzvah is the ma'isa mitzvah, then how can someone be mokzi with that?
Oh, good. We're going to get to that in a second. We're going to talk about it. On the tzad that the mitzvah is l'tkoya, so how exactly is the Baal Tekeh moitzi me? With what mechanism? Can you shake lulu for me? No. That's a mitzvah shebegufo. A mitzvah shebegufo only I can do. So how exactly can you blow shofar for me? So if the mitzvah is l'shmaya, it's very good. I don't need you to do anything for me. I'm doing everything myself. I'm all listening by myself. But if the mitzvah is l'tkoya, how does that work? So now let's venture into the Rambam's territory. The Rambam shita, as Rav Asher Weiss says, the Rambam in seven places. I didn't quote all seven, but the Rambam says, I had the Rambam in a few places. The Rambam Shita seems to be very clear. What is the Rambam Shita? So let's look at number six. So like the Rambam Hilchos Shofar Perek Aleph, Mitzvah Saaseh Shel Torah. There's a mitzvah deraisa from the Torah. L'shmoya Truas HaShofar Brosh Hashanah. That's pretty clear. L'shmoya Truas HaShofar Brosh Hashanah. To hear the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we'll put the Rambam in the group that holds the mitzvah is the Shmia. Let's go one more place. The Rambam in his Akdoma to Hilchos Shofar, he writes that in this chapter of the Rambam, I'm going to give you three mitzvahs. What are the three mitzvahs he gives you? So he lists them out for you. First mitzvah is L'shmoya, Kol Shofar, Be'echa B'tishrei. Second mitzvah is he's going to talk about Sukkah, and then he's going to talk about Lulav. Okay, so what's the first mitzvah he says? He says, these are three mitzvahs Asei Midereis, L'shmoya, Kol Shofar. One more Rambam, just for fun. Number eight, Hakol Chayovin L'shmoya Kol Shofar. So the Rambam, everyone is obligated to hear. Kayhanim Levim V'Yisraelim. Again, not women. I don't want to make anyone to think women are obligated. We know women are not obligated in Shofar. But so the Rambam, Hakol Chayovin in what? L'shmoya. So the Rambam is very clear. The mitzvah is L'shmoya. Now, if the Rambam is so clear that the mitzvah is l'shmaya, what do you think the Rambam would make? What bracha would the Rambam make when he blew shofar? Zok the Rambam in number 9. Haminig ha'posh b'seder atkiyah shal Rosh Hashanah b'tzibur kachah. What's the order? Achar shekayrim b'terah, after we read from the Torah, machzir ha'seif alam kaimoy, we put the sefer Torah back, which is not what we do actually, we keep the sefer Torah out. Yoishim kol om, everyone sits. That's why it's called tkiyah d'miyushuf, because you're allowed to sit for shofar. The echod oimid, and one guy gets up, umavarach, and he makes a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, again, melchom HaShem, l'shem, 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 kol shofar. That's very consistent. Since the Rambam told us five times that the mitzvah is l'shmoya, 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 the bracha is going to reflect that in the shmoya. The echod oimid, umavarach, right? Sounds like that. Because, right, one person can make the bracha for all of us. Right? That's a good point. Because again, if the mitzvah is l'shmoya, so we're all the same. So one person can make the bracha for all of us, the same way the Baal Tekeh can make the bracha for all of us.
That's why you allow sitting for Shmoa?
No, no, you're allowed to sit because those tekeahs were done before Shmoa Nesri. They call the tekeahs the Miyushev because you're allowed to sit for them. We happen to stand, but technically you can sit for them.
Don't we always stand for a mitzvah that doesn't actually...
So maybe you can start to break it down. Again, if the mitzvah is l'shmiya, so that I'm being the mitzvah. But again, even if it's l'tkaya, if you're going to play the card of Shemiah Kainas, then you probably should also be standing. Theoretically.
So what's his theory?
Because Mekra, you don't have to. Because again, you're not the one...
Why does somebody go far enough to have to tell you this? You can or should sit?
No, but that the Gemara tells us already. You're allowed to sit for those shofars. The Gemara says.
Why?
The Gemara calls them tekiyas demiyushev. Because you're allowed to stand. Where does it say you have to stand for a mitzvah?
Because It's really a warm-up.
So they, why do we stand for when you put on tefillin? Why do you stand when you take
on tefillin? So Svarim don't. They sit when they put on tefillin. That's not a mitzvah. That's a question of a Dovah Shabbat Kedush. Now, I'm really playing devil's advocate with you, because if you look in Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to stand when you blow the shofar. The Gemara makes a drasha. We learn from Sefiras HaOmer. Again, it's not a drasha found in the Gemara. It's a drasha found also later in the times of the Goyim. You're supposed to stand when you count Sefira. You're supposed to stand when you we do this also. But okay. But Mikra, you don't have to. Well, yeah.
By Megillah, the bracha is to read the Megillah, right? Not to hear the Megillah.
Right.
So the person who's reading the Megillah says the bracha, and everybody says Amen.
Right.
But if the mitzvah is Shomea Tefillah, why does one person say it for everybody? Why doesn't everybody say it individually? If everybody's hearing it at the same time, and it's everybody's individual mitzvah, and everybody can't perform that mitzvah, we should all be saying the bracha privately, not being Yotze, one person saying it.
Okay, so we're going to have to see that it's not either one or the other. It's not just Shmiya or Tekiah. It might be a combination. We'll come back. What you're asking is really...
You're saying based on the Rambam.
Good. Well, the truth is, we're going to see the Rambam is going to get even more complicated, because the... we'll give away a little bit of the ending. What did the Rambam say? The mitzvah is l'shmaya. The Rambam is also going to tell us in a few minutes, hopefully, that when the Baal Tekiah gets up, he has to have in mind to be moitzi all the people. Moitzi all the people what?
They're hearing the wrong
thing. I'm doing my own thing. I don't need you. You need to blow a shofar. Good. You blow a shofar and I listen. What are you being moitzi? Every shul they make a clap, and they clap that everyone should have in mind that the Baal Tekiah is going to be moitzi you the mitzvah. What the Baal Tekiah doing? I'm doing the mitzvah. Oh, okay, good. So let's see. Now, if we stop right here, we have Machlokes Rishonim. We have the Rambam to be very clear, and this I'm bringing out for a reason. The Rambam seems to be very clear. The mitzvah is l'shmaya kol shofar. There's only one problem that Achronim point out, and hopefully we'll come back to an answer at some point. Is the Rambam hilcha shmita? I mentioned earlier that one of the makoyros for shofar is learned out from the shofar that they sound on the year of Yovel. The year of Yovel on Yom Kippur, they sound the shofar. So the Rambam writes over number 10, Mitzvah Saseh L'Tkoya B'Shoifer Ba'asiri L'Tishrei B'Shnas HaYovel. So the Rambam, there's a Mitzvah Saseh to do what? L'Tkoya. One of the sources for Shoifer is Gufa from the Shoifer of Yovel. So now you have to ask yourself, 1 second. If I'm learning out how to blow a Shoifer on Rosh Hashanah from how to blow on Yovel, wouldn't I also take the Lomdus of it? And here the Rambam says, what's the Lomdus? L'Tkoya. It doesn't say mitzvah, it says l'shmoya. Very interesting. So I would have thought that l'chayra, according to what the Gemara tells us to do, which is always to draw a comparison to shofar of Rosh Hashanah, to shofar of Yovel, I would say, okay, so let's take the lomdus. And if you take the lomdus, then the Rambam seems to be contradictory, because the Rambam couldn't say l'shmoya.
There's a mitzvah in Klal Yisrael that somebody has to do it, but maybe not a mitzvah that everybody has to do.
No, but the Rambam tells us, what's the mitzvah to blow? The mitzvah on Yovel is to blow the shofar.
Yeah, but that's a mitzvah on the Kahal, like laning. Laning on
Shabbos. But Lemaisa, we learn shofar of Rosh Hashanah from here. You're asking a different question. You think, how can you learn that from here? One's a mitzvah tzitzit, one's a mitzvah. Great question. I'm not disagreeing. But now that we do learn, now that the Gemara gives us that permission, and that's how we learn out the sound that we make and the frequency and what to blow and how to blow, so we should also learn out the lungness behind the blowing.
But there's not a fee by every yachid to be involved with the tekiah
for
Yovel.
And a every yachid. I'm not disagreeing with you. But at the end of the day, the Gemara told us that we do learn out from this tekiah how to blow the shofar and when to blow the shofar. So you want to say, so you want to suggest that maybe certain things we have the right to learn out and other things we don't learn out. We can learn out the sounds, the frequency, and the object, but we don't learn out the lumbus.
Because it's obviously different.
Yeah, it's clearly true. Yeah. And therefore, that's going to define the lumbus?
That defines whether or not you have to learn out. The Rambam of this part is whatever.
It's
already a tshuva, then you have to hear it.
Right.
If it's Tam HaMitzvah is that you have to proclaim that there's a Yovel, someone else could have told you that.
But then it's very strange the fact that we're still going to learn out from it how to make the sounds.
That's the only other.
So then I would say. Right. So what you're doing is you're injecting the Rishayim into the Pasuk. I mean, you're saying we assume that the Lomdus is X and Y, so now I got to fit into the Pasuk. Who told those Rishayim that? I'm with you. I think you're right. I think you're 100% right.
The way the Rambam describes a sentence later, but token the shofar tisha kederek token the Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
It's like he's using token as just like how you know. It's not like he's being so specific about shmiya and tekiah. He's saying he's using.
You tell a brisker you're going to say that in the Rambam, I'll throw you off.
What's the purpose of blowing?
I don't know. I'm with you.
It's just a way of talking.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe right. We'll come back to Blineda, we'll see a terrace for this Rambam.
Why do you blow shofar on Yovel?
To let people know. It's a notification. It's a notification. There's a lot of terutzim. I shouldn't say there's a lot of terutzim. There's a lot of different reasons. But again, whatever the reason you're going to use, again, if we're going to make this comparison, so again, I think everyone's on the same page here. We all agree that we're going to compare it, but we're not going to fully compare it. Okay, I'm fine with that.
Or maybe you could say it like this. I know it's a little out there, far out there, but the same way, maybe when you say the mitzvahs both, just like by Shemir Ka'ona, when I hear it, I'm saying it. So maybe by Tekiya, when I hear it, it's as if I'm blowing it, or nobody would go that far.
The Rambam is not telling you alone this. He's telling you a practical.
I'm saying in general. In other words, we're saying the whole
Hakira. The Rambam tells you that the mitzvah is to blow. Okay, so mitzvah is to blow.
Rambam
means it's blowing with the lumbus of
Kiel. Right. In other words, the same way.
I got two extremes over here.
Yeah.
Someone wants to downplay the Deegan Rambam, and someone wants to extreme the play around.
Right.
I like to go somewhere in between and say it's Shrey. Yeah.
Is he really saying that each person has to blow it themselves?
No. He says, V'chol yochid chayv. Right, this is by Yovel. So Yovel's different. Again, Yovel.
Because you have 50 years to practice.
No. Yovel's different. I understand. This is the problem, Rabbi. So we're trying to figure out how much to pull from Yovel. Okay. Now, this round I threw in just for fun. Now, Rabbi Soloveitchik points out something which is important over here, which everyone's also asking on, is the question like this. How do you understand if the mitzvah is lutkoya, how am I yotzei in the Baal Tekiya below Shofar? What trick? Okay, so by Megillah, let's say by Megillah, the mitzvah is to read the Megillah. So I'm not reading the Megillah; he's reading the Megillah. So what? So then we have Shemei Koine. No, there's a thing called Shemei Koine. When he's reading, he's expressing words. So when I listen to the words that he's expressing, it's somehow as if I said the words. Fine. But Rabbi Salvation wants to know: can you do the same thing by something which is not words? It's merely a sound. Again, what's the Baal Tekiya doing? He's not talking; he's expressing sound through an instrument. Would that also have the concept of Shemei Koine?
Why not? I don't say Kol
Shekein. Why should it be like Lula? For my sake, it should be more like it is.
So let's see. So if you look in Harei Kedem, Rabbi Soloveitchik points out like this. He says, V'nir Pasha B'zeh. The mitzvah's kriyas Megillah she ba'amiru v'dibur. When it comes to the mitzvah of Megillah, which is all about talking. So I'll say, Shaiach Shemei Koine. There you can tell me Shemei Koine. V'chem kriyas ha-teira. Same thing by kriyas ha-teira. V'chol ki ha-gavna. The al-dibur v'amiru shaiach in yonah v'shemei koine. So Rabbi Soloveitchik, it makes sense to say on something that when you speak, it's as if I heard. Your speaking is like I spoke. Not that I understand Shemei Koine either, but okay. I think we spoke about Shemei Koine once a few years ago. Avo b'shoifer, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, im ha-mitzvah hi ha-maisa t'kiya ba'alma. If it's the action, Hashem wants all of us to blow a shoifer for whatever reason, v'lo yashmo kol lo shaykh hazeh Shemei Koine. What's the Shemei Koine? The maisa t'kiya ha-v'kamayna t'yas lov. Again, look at the act of the shoifer, like any other act you have to do. Hashem demands of you to do this. Why? I don't know. Hashem wants me to put this thing in my mouth and blow it. I have no idea why. So then Hashem wants me to do it. So how can I get away with you doing it? I didn't do it. Is there anyone that thinks that you can shake lulav for me? Famous taste is written in Kedushin. Can you put on tefillin for me? Of course not. I have to do it, and I have to do it myself. So therefore, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, that's why perhaps the Rambam held there's no option for the mitzvah of shofar to be anything else except for a shmir. Because if the mitzvah would be tekiya, it would be impossible. Like the kasha that he asked Rashi. Why don't we all blow shofar? The answer is because it's not practical. And the Mela, that might not have been what Hashem demanded of us. Hashem demanded of us to listen.
So we're like bris also, right?
So there we have
mitzvah to be gemalt, or is it the mitzvah?
The ma'aseh mitzvah, right? Is it the outcome, or is it the ma'aseh mitzvah? Right. So the question over here is: there a ma'aseh mitzvah in tekiyah shofar? Is the blowing the act of the mitzvah, or the blowing is just a hechatimsa to create a koil shofar? What?
If the focus of the mitzvah is
yeah, but you still need to bring the shofar to learn how to blow the shofar.
You don't have to. You just have to hear.
Yeah, you have to hear kashra shofars. You still have to hear kashra sounds.
Right, why are you going to Bucky with the shofar?
Because how else are you going to learn how to blow a shofar? You think, so why don't you just go to the Bucky and let him blow for you? Because you got to go back to your shul. You have 100 members that pay membership dues and they're waiting for you to blow for them. That's what I thought. I don't know. Okay, so let's says Rabbi Salvation. One second. What about all the other Rishonim? Ulam, Shar HaRishonim, Misvir Ulei, that mitzvah hit Tekiyah. What about all those Rishonim that hold the mitzvahs of Tekiyah? Umikamakam Shach Mazesh Meikaina. Ki Svir Ulei, the mitzvahs, Tekiyah Shofar, Eina Maisa Tekiyah Ba'alma, Ela Mitzvahs Hashmas Kol Shofar. V'la'shmos kol shoyf v'shayach shemei ha'koyin ke'makom megillah. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not sure what this means.
Oh, it's a
so we're going to come back to this.
Here
we're
going to
talk.
At.
The question is the ma'isa ha'mitzvah the blowing, or the ma'isa ha'mitzvah is really just to create the hashmos shofar, which is the I guess the outcome of what we want. Okay, we'll come back to Blinez in a few minutes.
It's different from lulav because you're creating a sound.
That's right. There's a creation involved as opposed to just an action. Now they have another cute kasha from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, famous Gemara. The Gemara opens up. The Gemara says, "Amar b'yitzchak loma toikin b'Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah?" In fact, the Gemara loma toikin. Rachman Amar talk. Hashem says, "El loma meirin." The Gemara says, "Why do we do a trua?" So the Gemara says, "Because Hashem says that also." So the Gemara ends up saying, "The question is, why do we blow twice?" So they want to make a deal. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Loma toikin. Why do we blow? I thought the mitzvah was to hear. So this is already a weaker diuk. Exactly. This is already a little bit of a weaker diuk that the Gemara says loma toikin. So you want to be medayik that it's the tkiya and not the shmiyah. A little schwach. That to me, I think, is a little bit of a stretch. Now, one last Rambam, and then we'll get really into the Ikar Sugya. There's a Rambam in Pe'er Ador. Shalos and Chuvas Rambam. Listen, we got a long way to go still. Zog the Rambam. Someone asked the Rambam the following question, number 13. Ma'u achiluk sheyesh bein l'shmoya kol shoyfer bein al tkiya shoyfer. I'm not sure what the shoyl was asking, but he asked the Rambam, what's the difference if the bracha is l'shmoya or if the bracha is al tkiya shoyfer? So we all know what I mean. Come on, this is what we've been speaking about for the last 40 minutes. Right? So the Rambam answered like this. Hachilu godl b'neim. But listen very carefully to the lashon of the Rambam. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-miyuchedes einai hatkiya. The individual mitzvah is not the blowing, ela b'shmiya sagi. It's just enough to hear. Dimoisa ha-mitzvah hatkiya, because if the mitzvah would be the blowing, ha-yitzarech kolecha v'echa l'tkaya la'atzmoy. Everyone would have to blow for themselves. Kimoisha chayiv kol adam b'lulav b'sukkah. Which means what the Rambam is really about warning is, there would be no option of shemei ha-koyne. If the mitzvah would be l'tkaya, zok the Rambam, every Jew would have to blow. I shemei ha-koyne does not work. Like Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out. V'im kein v'adei zok the Rambam, ha-shemei ha-sholoi toka. If a guy hears and doesn't blow, lo yotzadei chavosek. V'chein ha-tekei ha-sholoi shoma. According to Rambam, if it would come out if the mitzvah was just to blow, if you blow and you don't hear, yotzi dechavosai. I feel sasam osnaf. And if you close up your ears, b'shvil shataka, you blew. It's amazing. The Rambam was willing to suggest that on the tzad that it's just kia, it's just kia. On the tzad that it's just shmiya, it's just shmiya. Which means the Rambam is very clear. There's no two tzadim. There's no combo in the Rambam's world. It's one or the other, and they're both extreme. On the tzad that it's shmiya, it means you don't have to blow. On the tzad that it's tkiya, you don't have to hear a word. Which is an amazing thing.
But you can't say that.
Why?
That's
the pasuk in Navi.
Right, I'm saying. So in other words,
so maybe the tkiya creates. So the Rama might tell you that the tkiya, the act of blowing, creates that charad.
I don't hear anything. I'm supposed to be tired.
Again, if that's the mahusa mitzvah, if you're willing to go that side of the chakira, which Rishayim clearly held in parts of the world, that the mitzvah is just the tkiya, so then you don't have to hear a thing, which is amazing. You could blow the shayf in the middle of a. It's amazing. You'll blow tashrat, tarat. No one hears a thing. Everyone stuffs their ears up. The whole shul is talking. You're good to go. It's an amazing, amazing thing.
It sounds like the Rambam's talking about a personal mitzvah and a communal mitzvah because he uses the word hamiyuchedes.
No, I think what he wants over there is to prove to you that it's not a combination of tkiya and shmir. I think he wants the bavarim, what Achorinim wrote after he already died, that it's a combination of two. He wants to say, no, it's one or the other. It's not both. It's one or the other.
Just going on the side, what he mentioned, how do we know that mitzvah's on the individual and not on the tzibur again? Well, how do we
have the shabbos? By Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
So the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara writes, I think. I believe so. Yeah.
For the yoga.
Yeah.
Is there a mitzvah on every...
So that's what the Rambam said. The Rambam's lashon was called Yochid V'Yochid. Chayv L'Tkaya. Yeah, it takes us back to our old question. It's done by Bezdin, yeah. So let's finish up this Rambam because it's going to get very important. Zok the Rambam. Ukemoisha asukah hamitzvah hiya yeshiva v'lo yasiyu b'lulav anetilu v'lo yboidin kachazu shahamitzvah hiya shmiya ukishu teikeya eini yoytze yidei chavosai b'mash ani shemeya. So what do you see from this Rambam? This Rambam is so clear that there's no option for kambo. It's not shmiya with tkiya. The Rambam is clear, it's only going to be shmiya. So what would be one practical nafkamina? We got to bring this back to some halacha l'maisa, besides for the text of the bracha. What would be a possible nafkamina between l'tkoya and l'shmaya? Well, besides for chevish, we'll get to that. Let's say I know how to blow shofar myself. I'm a talented Baal Tekev, but I'd rather just hear it from someone else. We know there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah you can do a mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha. So is there any reason that I should blow shofar myself versus hearing it in shul? I mean, let's say I could be the Baal Tekev in shul, they'll let me be the Baal Tekev. But I say, yeah, I'm not interested, let the other guy do it. Or maybe not, since I know how to blow shofar, and I have the ability, I have the capabilities, right? Rashi said, well, not everyone knows how to do it, but I do know how to do it. Is there any reason to say mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha and Tekiah Shofar? It depends what the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah would be the Maaseh Tekiah, so then yes. If the mitzvah is Maaseh Shmiah, then no, I'm the best guy to be my listener.
So no, said, but it also made me grow around Hadras Melech.
Let's say they'll let me be the Baal Tekev in shul. Let's say they'll let you be the Baal Tekev in shul. They give you the right. They'll say, you want to be the Baal Tekev? You can be the Baal Tekev. You say, I'm not really that interested.
See,
yeah,
a fight that breaks out between the
shofar
blowers and
that's
even more
gishmak.
If you're the listener, you hear it better than if you blow it. You have other things on your mind.
100%. If the mitzvah was just to listen, there's no one that can listen better than you.
Right.
So, Zokdimat Ephraim, number 14. Said the Mat Ephraim, Vim Yeshom Misha Tukea B'Toif. Let's say someone blows well. Avo Bishu Yochel Tukea Gamkin. He can also blow. He knows how to blow. He's a good Baal Tekev. A mitzvah mutelos alov shei tokal atzmai lo sidi chavasa. There is no reason that he should blow himself. Elo kosher hadova losis bitkias acher. It's fine to hear from someone else. Ve'im bazem mishum mitzvah ve'yosim b'shulch. And there's no element of mitzvah yosim b'shulch. Why? Ki ikar ha mitzvah b'shmiat kia. Because we paskin that the mitzvah is to hear it. Ve'ichilug ben shmiat kias atzmai tkias acher. So once it's about hearing it, so then there's no milo blowing it yourself.
So in the old days when there was that group that held that if the mitzvah was the kia, everybody had to do it themselves.
They didn't because it wasn't practical. But in Lomdus, it sounds like that would have been better. They were yaitzeh with some form of Shemei Koina, which Rabbi Soloveitchik is trying to explain how it worked.
Why wouldn't you compare with just straight shlichus, like you do a milah or anything? Why not just straight shlichus?
If it's a mitzvah shebegufa, it's hard to have shlichus. Right?
Milah?
Again, the question of milah is the maisa mitzvah, milah is the outcome, to be gemalt. Right? So if the mitzvah.
Being.
It's right, being gemalt, like we've mentioned many times, rise from that.
It's like making kiddush. So one guy is chazing on a good voice, and somebody else not so good. Doesn't really matter which one makes it. That's right.
So now, how do we pass in the halacha? So everyone knows the answer because it says in Shulchan Aruch 15. Koydim sheyetoka yivarech l'shmaya kol shayfer. Okay. We pass in l'shmaya kol shayfer. So we hold the mitzvah as the shmiya. If the mitzvah is the shmiya, therefore you have to hear what you're saying. You have to hear the blowing, and since the mitzvah is the mitzvah shmiya, there's no milah blowing yourself. Seth, we're losing you. Okay.
Just
okay.
To answer the question.
Yeah.
If we paskin that the mitzvah is to hear it, that's it. Why don't we each say the Shema Kol Shofar ourselves individually?
Because again, you don't always have to. Well, very often, when you answer Amen, that's the same thing.
Right. Like it's your Amen.
Is that the Baruch Am
HaShem? Yeah, yeah. That's for that we say Shema Koin. It's like I made the Baruch.
Yeah.
Just easier that way.
No. But when the person makes the bracha, makes Kiddush, or reads the Megillah, he's actually performing the act.
He's performing
here,
his...
Here, the act is the Shemiyah,
But he also has a mitzvah to Shemiyah. So he's being mighty... He also has a mitzvah to hear it. It's interesting, right? Even the Baal Tekev also only has to hear.
Theoretically, I don't have to hear it. I close my ears and say Amen to his bracha and then close my ears up. I'm Yotzeh because he said the bracha with Shema Kol Shofar. He's been Yotzeh. Why do I have to hear it?
The mitzvah of the bracha.
You have to
still hear the shofar. You heard the bracha. You're good. So now you got to hear the mitzvah. The mitzvah is your doing. He just makes a bracha for you. Now, this is what I really wanted to get to. Okay, number 16 is like this. This was an intro. This was all intro. Comes along the Magen Avraham with a gevaldige chiddush. Again, based on what we've been saying for the last few minutes, it comes out that the text of the bracha reflects the lumness of the mitzvah. And the lumness of the mitzvah is either tkiya or the lumness of the mitzvah is shmir. If you make the bracha l'shmir, the assumption is, and I underline the word assumption, that the whole mitzvah is the shmir. So we pass in Shulchan Aruch mitzvah l'shmaya, so the whole mitzvah shmiya comes along the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes v'im beirach l'tkaya b'shoifer yatzah. Comes along the Magen Avraham. It's passed like this Mishnah Berurah. Let's say the Baal Tekev got the bracha wrong, and instead of making l'shmaya kol shoifer, he makes the bracha l'tkaya shoifer. He's yatzah.
He's yotzer the whole tzibur.
How can you be yotzer? That's not the mitzvah. You made the wrong bracha for the mitzvah.
No,
yotzer doesn't mean the shoifer. Yotzer means the bracha. This bracha counts for this mitzvah. It's a pella.
Would it make a difference for himself versus the kohal?
No, because he has the same mitzvah.
Brachas are in
that box. And again, the prichat, the Magen Avraham says, you were yaitzeh this bracha. You made the bracha on the mitzvah. It's like saying, what would happen if the Baal Tekev gets up in shul and says, Asher can show the mitzvah, he makes a bracha, and then blow shofar. Of course it's not Yotze. That's exactly what he did over here. He made the total wrong bracha. Because again, the bracha reflects the lomdus. If the lomdus is lishmaya, how can you get up and talk about litzkaya? It's a pella.
What is the Rabbi Yitzchak hold when he says that's the mitzvah? What happens to everybody else? How are they?
So either shemeh, some creative shemeh kohen. That's what he mentioned.
So don't we usually say that you say a bracha, but there's a tzad, in other words, of a machlokus up above.
Uh-huh.
As long as I get one of the two.
So that that might be the simple answer. You'll tell me that since there are rishonim, right. But we pick sides a little bit over here. We pick the shulchan aruch. So the prichad is not my kasha. It's the prichadish is kasha.
It's still after the shmir of shayfar. So the kaya b'shayfar still.
Why does
part,
it have to be a shmir?
Why? Again, that's not what the Rambam wrote in Per Ador, very clearly.
I
right?
went up and just.
Okay, good. So you be mechavin to the achrayim. So we'll get to that in 1 second. So let's see the prichadosh. Says the prichadosh number 17. He quotes this. It's based on a Bach. The Magen Avraham is quoting a Bach, and the Mishnah Berurah passes the halacha this way. Frek the prichadosh number 17. He says over here that shafir b'div yevin beirach letkoya havelik ilu loy beirach. He thinks it's kilu. He didn't make a bracha. The terach la'azul v'ruch l'shmaya. Shalai k'divrei habach v'seif v'shiyari k'nesa gedolah shekosef shebed yotza. The less I don't agree. Says the prichadosh. I don't agree. I think absolutely not true. I think if you made a litkaya on lishmaya, you're not yoytze. It's the wrong bracha. But the Bach says you are yoytze. So what's pshat in the Bach? So the achronim all turn to a svara that's found in many achronim. I pick the earliest one, as far as I know, who says it. We're talking mamish, the end of the 1600s, the Yom Tshuah. The same svara is found in Shagas Aryeh, it's found in Menachas Chinuch, but we'll go with the Yom Tshuah. The Yom Tshuah is bothered with the following question, number 18. Kasha. He says, "Bishlamo im hayu ha mitzvah b'Rosh Hashanah l'tkay b'shayfer." Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, "Cheirushayt v'katan ein mitzinos." You cannot have a baltekeya who's a cheirushayt or a katan. Let's say you have a 12-year-old kid; he's a fantastic baltekeya. He knows how to play the trumpet, and this is he knows how to blow shayfer. He cannot be mitzvah on shayfer. Frakta yom tshuva. Why not? Shouldn't it be tolin archakira? If the mitzvah is a shmir, who cares how you produce the shmir?
No.
Who cares? The mitzvah is a shmir. The tekiah is just you got to blow it to get the shmir. So I'm hearing the shmir. I'm an adult.
Yeah, but he's being motzi you.
Motzi me what? What's he being motzi me?
The hearing when he made the bracha.
No, he's not being motzi me the hearing. I'm hearing myself.
No, but he's
but you're making but you're being owned to his bracha.
Okay, so maybe you'll have to work around the bracha. Okay, you're right. In that case, you'd have to work around the bracha. Good point. If the lawyer tzura cotton can blow for you, he can't be motzi the bracha. Maybe he could because the bracha is only the rabbanon. And okay, maybe we'll play around. But you're right. Let's put bracha aside for a second. The actual shofar. The sounds of the shofar. Says the Yom Teruah Kasha. Bishlam im ha'yah mitzvah b'Rosh Hashanah l'tkaya b'shofar. If the mitzvah is the ma'aseh tkiyah ratzah loymar. Himamish explains it beautifully. Shekolech ro'i chayav l'tkaya. Everyone has to blow. Havi osi shabbat. The chayav l'tkaya. They might see him. Mishum da'im p'durim. I understand why a cotton can't blow for me because he's potter. If he's potter, he can't be ma'aseh me. Umishen eshayach b'mitzvah in yachal asoyse. K'mayo evet shen yachal l'chtav get. He can't write again. The lab increases ninu. Avl hash to the kasev a Rambam reishel choshoyif and mitzvah zeishel toyer lishmaya. But now that we have the Rambam, imkein a mitzvah he hashmiya v'loit kia. The whole mitzvah is the sound, not the blowing. V'kivin shekein chay v'shayt v'katan im yitko v'achem shoyimim loma in yoytzim hare a mitzvah he hashmiya.
No, the chayrish can't hear it.
No, he's blowing.
He blows.
I listen.
Right.
So why can't I be yoytzim? All I need to do is hear. I hear a shayfer. I'm good to go. Why do I care what the Baltikeya status is? The Baltikeya is just a chetim that produces sound. Right? So says the Yom Tshuah. This is the chiddush of the day. The Yireli, this is basically what we mentioned earlier. You take the two tzadim of the Chakira and you bring them together. The Yireli, the mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, he atkiya, vehashmiya, shneim yachad. We keep on saying, what's one or the other? No, it's both. Combo. And he explains, the ikra mitzvah hi hashmiya, the main mitzvah is the shmiya. That's important to note. Again, whenever there's a combo, which one is the major part of the combination? You have to figure out.
From the bracha.
Right? So we would assume from the bracha. Going to come back to that.
Both brachas we wrote there.
That's where I'm going, right? Yeah. Right. So he says like this. He says, "V'ikra mitzvah hi hashmiya ul chalokas mitzvah tkiya oisishli ul chalokas mitzvah tkiya oisishli chachvei shtakabed." And that part that's there. There's still an element of tkiya. For that part, I have you as my messenger. And for the shmi, I do myself.
It's, you have to do it yourself. If it's part, if it's blowing, you have to do it yourself.
Very good. We're going to come back to that's number 19b. Meaning, lefi, this chiddush of the Yom Tshuah, which all the Achronim write, then it should come back to that you should have to blow shofar for yourself. Because of the element of the ma'aseh tkiya that's involved.
Element, not the main mitzvah.
Oh, good. We'll come back to that also. Very good. That's the back and forth. So let's finish with the Yom Tshuah. That's why I emphasized that he said the Iker is the Shmiah. The Iker is the Shmiah. Sorry, Seth, I can't hear you.
maybe that's the difference between Yovel and Rebbe.
Now what? Okay, we don't have a great connection here. We're going to have to come back to you. Right. Could be. Okay, so I just want to finish this up. So he says, the Kibbutz Shekin, he says, now everything is beautiful. He says, Lafi, this, everything is great. Because since there is, Seth, I'm going to come back to you 1 second, Seth. I'm not, but since there is an element of Tekiah here, so that element of Tekiah creates that you need to have a kosher ma'aseh Tekiah, you have to have a kosher ma'aseh Tekiah. Now we understand why Achir Shed Vikati Kamplom. So Mela, now the question comes back, 1 second. So why don't we say that maybe you should have to blow the shayfa yourself because of that element? So if you look over at number 19 in the Sefer Ketzei HaMata, a commentary of the Mata Ephraim, he says, 1 second. If you're saying like this Shtikal Torah, that even in the tzad of Shmir, there's still an element of tekiah, so maybe you should have to blow the shofar yourself because of mitzvah yosim v'shluchai. So how could the Mata Ephraim make it so simple that if you hold that the mitzvah shmir, you don't have to bother? What do you
that's
mean?
That's why Rashi had to answer the way he answered.
Right. That's right. That's right. So he writes in the bottom. He wants to say that no. He wants to say that the point of mitzvah. You only say mitzvah yosim v'shluchai when the ikar mitzvah is what you would do or not do. But since over here the ikar mitzvah is the shmir, not the tekiah, you don't say that rule. Now it's interesting. Rabbi Shawais wants the taina. Very gishmak.
Says about. Is connected to Rambam, or you want to?
Use this lechayru. So the problem with this teretz from the Yom Tshuva is lechayru does not stem with the Rambam.
Well, although it does by the Yovel.
It would be nice for that,
right.
But it wouldn't work with all the other Rambams. Now, what do we gain by using this Yom Tshuva? We can use it to explain the Magen Avraham. Because if you accept the notion that part of the mitzvah has an element of tekiah in it, so then b'diev you can make such a bracha. It's not like making a mezainis. Because there is a shaychus to the tekiah. It might not be the main mitzvah, but it's at least a part of the mitzvah. And since it's a part of the mitzvah, you can justify making it. So Rabbi Asher Weiss wants to suggest a different idea over here. Rabbi Asher Weiss wants to say like this. V'kiven this nu l'hochi ulai yeshloimar, d'ulei nechluku harishayim klal b'sharim shah mitzvah shal shayfer. He wants to suggest maybe we overplayed the machloikish rishayim over here. We keep on saying that from the rishayim's definition of the bracha, it will be megala how they understood the mitzvah. And in some Rishonim it is clear like that. He wants to say maybe not. He wants to say everyone agrees that the mitzvah is a combo. Again, the Rambam is a little harder to say that. He wants to say that everyone agrees that the mahosa mitzvah b'shmiya u'maisa mitzvah tekiah. The makeup of the mitzvah is a combination, like we saw from the Achronim. Elo shenechelku b'negei lebracha. The machloikis is well, which if the mitzvah is a combination, well, which bracha does reflect? Which bracha is going to reflect it? You can either be Litkoya or it could be Lishmaya. That's the Machloikis Rishonim. Esha Ramam Savashim Acha Shashmiya Ikra Mitzvah. The Ramam held the main bracha, the main mitzvah Zishmiya, so that's why the bracha reflects Lishmaya. And the other Rishonim hold that the Ma'acha Shemaisa Mitzvah Yetkiya, and the Shmiya is only Dovashim Mimela, because you're not doing Shmiya, you're doing Tkiya. So therefore the Rishonim felt that's more apropos to be the Nosach HaBracha. So what Rav Asher Weiss wants to suggest is he wants to say that maybe there's really no great machlokes Rishonim over what the mitzvah is. Everyone agrees what the mitzvah is. The question just is what they chose to be the text of the bracha. Which part of the mitzvah did they focus on?
Yeah, when you look at the second Rambam that you quote at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
It says a kol chayavin lishmoa, right? So everybody has to hear it, but maybe only one person has to blow. In other words, meaning there is an obligation to blow it. That's part of the mitzvah.
But the Rambam,
but it's not on everybody. It's
he never mentions anything about blowing the Rambam. He just keeps on talking about.
Well, it's kind of assumed.
Well, again, if you assume it's just shmiya, so then you can get around now.
But the only general concept that do we define hearing as a maisa? You know, usually a maisa.
That's why Rav Asher Weiss is saying that's why they don't want to make the bracha lishmaya.
Right, okay.
They wanted the bracha to reflect an action, as opposed to just a passive action like listening.
Why do you do both? With kaya and lishmaya.
I don't know. I didn't even see such a
basic. How do you make one bracha on two actions? On two things? You really ever find
both?
I guess we don't.
Yeah,
I guess.
You have an obligation to blow, but you're being the bracha.
I guess Chazal, when they institute. It's not even Chazal, now it's to Rishonim. I guess to Rishonim.
Where you have a point where you make a bracha on two things at one time.
Right? I guess.
Somebody mentioned, because originally, the original Gemara, you said the small big culture.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, there is much to talk about that, but.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That puts a little bit more.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. There's a lot to talk about the owl, the lid. Yeah, that I decided.
That's the tesis over there.
That we're going to run out of time already. Yeah. Yeah.
He's reading into the Rambam. That's the.
So I don't know if he means. Right. He's saying in the Rambam. The problem is, it's very hard to say that in the Rambam. The Rambam is pretty clear. It's Shmi, especially the Rambam Per Ador. Now, let's just, again, we're definitely running short on time. You know, they say the end of the year reflects the whole year. So this definitely reflects. So we're always running late and never finish what we're supposed to. So let's just finish
but
up.
It also tells you how it's supposed to go for the
next. That's right.
That's why the internet's not working.
That's right. Let's try to see two more things. There's a Svas Emes on Rosh Hashanah, where the Svas Emes answers the Yom Tshua differently. Again, what was the Yom Tshua's kasha? The Yom Tshua's kasha was, if the mitzvah is just Shmiya, why can't I hear from a Chayv Shayt V'Katan? So the Yom Tshua is Mechaz, because it's a combo mitzvah, it's both. Says the Svas Emes is very simple, which many of you suggested this already. Avada says the Svas Emes is not true. The mitzvah is straight up Shmiya. But there are rules and regulations how to hear a Shmiya. You make it sound, oh, just hear a Shmiya. No, there's rules. Says the Svas Emes, number 21. You need to hear a specific shofar. Don't just hear a sound. You can't play on the computer a sound that sounds like a shofar. You need to hear it from something. So it says the Svas Emes, no, avada the lom, this is not like the Yom Tshuva. The lom, this is, it's all Shmiya, 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 but there are rules and limitations and regulations how to hear it. Now, what's wrong with the Svas Emes? It's beautiful, but it makes our Magen Avraham shver now. Because if the Svas Emes is right, that the whole mitzvah is just a Shmiya, and the Tkiya has absolutely no relevancy, so why are you Yoytze B'dievet if you say Letkaya? So to answer this, we got to see one more Yom Tshuva. There's another Yom Tshuva. The Yom Tshuva writes like this. Yom Tshuva says like this. He comes up with a whole nother chiddush and why the difference between shofar and, let's say, sukkah. Sukkah, right? For example, anyone could build your sukkah. We've spoken about this also. Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah, or is there a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah? So pashtus from the Gemara, it's clear. Right? Daf Yomi got to it already? Yeah, finished sukkah already, right? Right, sukkah's ganbach, that a guy can build a sukkah. There's a famous Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam has a chumrah, maybe not. But Ne'ikar Adin, a guy can build your sukkah. Why? Because the mitzvah is not the building, the mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. So the Yom Tshuva wants to suggest, so why is a Chayru Shayt V'Katan allowed to build my sukkah, but he's not allowed to blow shayfa for me? So he answers, we'll skip to it, he says, V'efshah. V'efshah loyma deshani sukkah, the mitzvah is shivasai, achar as yasai. When do you do the mitzvah of sukkah? After it's built. So it's built on Sunday, you sit in the sukkah on Monday. We don't care. The also a ganbach that was made by a guy or a woman. The lav minicha yivininu. Avo mitzvah shmias kol shoyfe da havi b'shas tki osoi hu genai. She yitko chevi shoyte v'kotan lo hoitzi yisa rabim deichavosan. Says the Yom Tshuva, but since you listen to it at the time when it's produced, and the tki is produced when you're listening, it's insulting to be moitzi the community from the chevi shoyte v'kotan. I mean, by sukkah, they're not being moitzi you anything. They're just building a sukkah, and you sit in it later. But here, the Chayru Shayt V'Katan is being moitzi me. What's the Avi's kasha in the Yom Tshuva?
It's a steer what he just said.
Why?
Before, he said that what you need is the Shmiya.
No, he wants this. No, no.
He said before.
Oh, if the Ganser Mitzvah was just a Shmiya, he's not being moitzi me anything. Right. He's just a Hechatimtsa to produce a sound. What do you mean he's being moitzi me? What's he being moitzi me? I don't need him. Bishlom of the mitzvah would be the ma'aser tkiya, so I understand. I need him because he's doing the act, I need to connect to him. But I'm doing the mitzvah's listening. Why do I need him? But to make it even shverer is the Rambam number 23. Zok the Rambam number 23. Misha toka, the one who blows, v'nischavin lohoitzi kol hashoimim tkiyosoi, he needs to have intention to be moitzi all the listeners. V'shama hashemea v'nischavin lohoitzi deichoi v'asoi. And the listeners need to have intent to be moitzi derechiv. Even though the Baal Tekeh didn't have specifically this person, he thought about everyone, that's good enough. Now what's the obvious kash in the Rambam?
Why does he have to be...
What is the Baal Tekeh?
Right?
Why do I need the Baal Tekeh to do anything? The Baal Tekeh is producing a sound, I listen to the sound. So why did the Rambam, it's the same kash from the Yom Tshuva. The Yom Tshuva and the Rambam both tell him, again, in the Rambam it's very short, because the Rambam Shita is, it's all Shmir. So according to the Rambam, it's all Shmir, what is the Baal Tekeh being Maitzi me? He's being Maitzi me what? The Baal Tekeh has to have in mind to be might see me what. So, if you hold, like we've been saying till now, that the mitzvah is to hear plus to blow, so then this Rambam is beautiful. But if you hold that the Rambam is one-sided, the Rambam is all Shmiya, right? So I'm hearing from a kosher person, I'm hearing from a kosher shofar. So why do I need this guy to have me in mind? That's the kosher.
Why? Because otherwise like you're hearing in a vacuum.
Yeah. Why? You're hearing from a kosher shofar, from a kosher person.
Why is the Rambam not holding a specific
rule? Okay. Come back to that in a second. Oh,
why
sorry?
Can't he be holding for the for everybody who's listening at Shmiya?
He says that.
But for the Tokeya...
No, but he says for the people. He says that the Tokeya has to be thinking about the people.
He himself has a Tokeya issue.
He has a different mitzvah than everyone else?
He has a different mitzvah because he's the blower.
Why is his mitzvah different?
That's what
no, but the Rambam says he has to have everyone else in mind. Well, who's he having in mind?
For Shmiya, but for Tokeya on himself.
You tell me that the Baal Tekeh has a separate mitzvah.
Maybe.
How would it be that way? Or how would that make sense even? So what bracha is he making?
That's why he would be okay.
So the truth is, there's a shtickle riot to this. There's a Mata Ephraim, we mentioned this on Tuesday nights. Mata Ephraim writes that before the Baal Tekeah blows, he's supposed to say, Hineni Muchim Zom Lakayim, to be Moitzi all the people. What do you mean? Weiter. What's this all about? Again, so there must be something. Okay, so that's what I want to get to right now.
Well, but you just said that there were, whoever it was, it said that there were the
combination.
MS, that there were rules.
Right.
So maybe he's being, that you're, that I am.
But I have all the rules met over here.
Doing it right.
But I am. I'm a 13-year-old. I have a kosher shofar. So where's my kavon?
Well, maybe I have to have kavon.
Okay, good. Right, you know? So let's get to the last piece of the puzzle over here. If you look over at number 24 from the Sefer Emek Bracha. The Sefer Emek Bracha was written by Reb Aya Pramamchik. Still can't pronounce his name. He was born in Brisk. Who else was born in Brisk? Famous person born in Brisk.
Begin.
There you go. Menachem Begin was born in Brisk also. Okay. Menachem Begin was also born in Brisk. He left during World War I. He left. He came back. That's why they say he had a soft spot for Loim De Torah. He had a soft spot for a lot of different things because he was exposed. In his home, he was exposed to certain Torah values in Brisk. They say if you go to Brisk today, there's a statue of recognizing where Begin's house in Brisk.
Tilla Sharon.
Right.
Good story.
Yeah. Okay. In any case, so this Aya Pramamchik grew up in Brisk. He learned by the Imre Moshe. And the Imre Moshe had a yeshiva, had like a high school in Brisk. The Imre Moshe was Reb Moshe Sokolovsky. He had a yeshiva as a Talmud of Reb Chaim.
No relation, not that I know of.
So he learned by Reb Chaim, and then he decided, very strange, this Aya Pramamchik decided to make Aliyah, went to Eretz Yisrael. Moved to Eretz Yisrael. He learned by the Brisk Rav for 10 years. Which is an unbelievable thing to learn about Eretz Yisrael. Then he moved to Eretz Yisrael in 1933. Very strange. And then when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he became very close with the Chassidish and the Stipler. And in 1942, he had a sudden heart attack and died. That's sad, very sad ending. It was a big Eloi, big Talmud Chacham, and just Nebuch. He had a heart attack in 1942. Okay, but he was young. He was 34 years old when he died. He was a young person. Big guy. He was very, very big Talmud of the Brisk Rav. He was very close to Chassidish and all the other guys. So he comes up with a Chiddush over here in number 24. He wants to say like this. He says, one more page. So he writes this. He says, "The kuli alma moide debeina namit kiyam ashmiya." He wants to say in the Rambam that the Rambam holds you have to have both, which is a big chiddush. Again, I keep on trying to prove it, and I don't feel so guilty because I saw Rabbi Yochanan Molson also thinks that to say this in the Rambam is a very, very big stretch. A lot of what I saw here, I want to give, you know, credit to a credit to a lot of these Mar Mekayimus came from Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know random things like he does. So Rabbi Yochanan's sefer on Yom Neroim is fantastic. Rabbi Yochanan, Yerech L'Mayadim.
Oh,
Yerech L'Mayadim is fantastic. Rabbi Yochanan is a fantastic Baal Masber. His Sfarim are written so clearly. It's a beautiful read. And his stuff on Drush is even nicer. If you buy his Sfarim, there's two volumes. One is the Lumnus, and the back he has Drush. It's Mamish, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Rabbi Yochanan Molson, he comes here sometimes. Yeah. He was here, I don't know when's the next time he's coming, but his Sfarim are just fantastic.
And they need to
raise more money. Yerech L'Mayadim. They come and they have on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Sukkot, they keep producing his stuff. And he happens to be an unbelievable Yid, just as a person. He's one of the sweetest, warmest people you'll meet. So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Okay, in any case, so maybe the young Israel will bring him in, he'll come give a share. Okay, and again, he's a wonderful, wonderful Yid. Okay, in any case, so he quotes this Emek Bracha, and the Emek Bracha says like this. He says that the Rambam holds it's a combination. The Rambam holds it's both. So how do you learn it? He says like this. He says, "Aladarke shel Rambam levar kol mitzvah piloshen amikra." The Rambam had a rule that he learned everything based on what it says in the Chumash. Shenema b'toyra. V'kan loshen hamitzvah yoyim chui yilchem ikrei mashma. He says a big chiddush that the Rambam holds it's really a combination. So why does the Rambam keep on pushing shmiya? Because the Rambam felt that's what the Torah seems to be telling us. The simple Chumash yoyim zichra and chua seems to imply shmiya. That's why the Rambam keeps on over-dramatizing Shmiya, because he thinks that's what the Torah meant when the Torah said Yom Chua. I'm not sure why, but the real pasuk is Yom Chua. That's the pasuk that we blow. Yom Zichron is when we don't blow, but Yom Chua, I don't know why that sounds more Shmiya than Tkia. I don't know. I suppose I don't know. But then he wants to say back to our original Rambam. He says, "I v'chimashkasa v'perikud mishmita v'yevel halach yud mitzvah." I say litkoy b'shev basi l'tishrei. We had that Rambam, so he says, "No, I'm skipping a few lines." He says, "V'ray lazer darei kasev." He says, "Gam kinira d'nichal b'zeh namishmiya." He wants to say that when the Rambam said tkiya back then, he also meant shmiya. And even though the Rambam hilchos shmita v'yevel wrote the word tkiya, He didn't mean tki. He meant tki vishmiya. The raya lazeh that he kosev shavim ramam echad rosh hashana veechad hayoyevel tkiyas v'din echad lehem. The ramam said they have to have the same rules. V'im kain kimoy digab rosh hashana im talk al teich bar v'dus lo yotze. Just like if you blow into a bar, no one hears it. You're not yotze. Same thing with yoyevel. Elo the kiven the loshen amitzvah havar to shayve true ikra mashmoys havar is called dahenut tkiya. But when the ramam opened up a chumash. By the psukim that the Torah describes Yevil, the Rambam felt the Torah sounds more like tkiya than it does shmiya. And when the Rambam opened up the chumash by shayfer, he thought it sounds more shmiya than it does tkiya. And that's why the Rambam wrote. So zakti emig bracha, nothing's a kash, everything's peachy rose, everything's beautiful. Just the Rambam is not a steer, the Rambam holds both. Now it does not work so well with the Rambam in the Per Adar, in my opinion, the Chubas Rambam that we quoted. But zakti the emig bracha, no, the Rambam holds both, and he only wrote tkiya one place and shmiya in the other place because he was working off the psukim of the Torah. Fine. Now. How do we make everything work beautifully? With one last piece of the puzzle is Reb Chaim. Right? Usually that's not what usually makes the puzzle more complicated, not easier. And same thing is here as well. So let's finish off so what are we left off with? We're left off with a kash. If you hold the ganze maisa mitzvah is the shmiya, how do you understand the Magen Avraham that you can be yoytze the mitzvah, you can be yoytze the bracha with just letkoya if that's bechwal, not reflective of the mitzvah itself? Yeah?
Could it be like if you make a shakal on a mezonos, you're still yotze, because it still includes everything, so because you can't have the shmiyah without the tekiyah, right? So if you made it out of tekiyah, it necessarily includes the shmiyah. Because it makes a sound, whether you hear it or not, it still makes a sound, it emits the sound. So maybe it's included within it like a shakal would.
Maybe. Okay. So let's see. That's what Reb Chaim says. Let's see what the great Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim, this is Reb Chaim al Hashas on Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So first they quote Reb Chaim, or one line Reb Chaim. B'shem Hagrach, betkiya shofer hatkiya hi maisa mitzvah, vashmiya hi kiyam mitzvah.
He's putting it up.
Isn't
this what Reb Chaim said? Isn't the same thing as
similar. Right, so what did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said that by tkiya shofer, the tkiya is the maisa mitzvah, and the shmiya is the kima mitzvah. This is like lomdisha, this is like the greatest lomdisha words you can break your head on for a week, right? What do these words mean? What does that mean? The maisa hamitzvah is the tkiya, and the shmiya is the kima mitzvah.
And what do you make the bracha on, the maisa or the kiya?
So it sounds like for Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim, and this Reb Rochem points out also, Reb Chaim does not seem to sound like the Yom Tshua. That it's a combo. It's not a combo. Right. It's not two chalokim to the mitzvah. It's not two parts of the mitzvah. That there's a part of the mitzvah to blow and a part of the mitzvah to hear. There's two elements. There's a maisa hamitzvah and there's a kima mitzvah. Different. Again, these are not the same things. The way the other Achrayim was saying it is that the mitzvah has two parts to it. Reb Chaim is not saying the mitzvah has two parts. Reb Chaim is saying that when there is a mitzvah, there's two elements to the mitzvah. There's a kiyum, the act of the mitzvah, and then there's the fulfillment of the mitzvah.
So according to Reb Chaim, that would maybe be the whole machlokes rishonim and the bracha.
Exactly. So let's see Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim, hagrach hiksha. The sheet is Rambam perak al mishayf halacha gimel the shayfer hamitzvah ena maisat kiyah el hashmiya greida. So I was waiting for someone to ask me this. Again, I don't want to get into this at all. This all has a lot to do with shayfer gzula, right? Why this whole conversation is because if the ganze mitzvah is the maisat kiyah. So then the ma'aseh tkiya is, I stole the shofar. But if the ma'aseh is a shmiya, I didn't steal the shmiya. You don't steal.
No, but
can't
you stole the enabler to the shmiya.
Oh, is that what mitzvah of Averis? Mitzvah of Averis did in the Chavtza? This is a lot of... Yeah. This is way beyond today. We're already over time, but this is a big discussion. So he says like this, Zok Reb Chaim, Arkash. Reb Chaim has Arkash. Reb Chaim wants to know why, according to the Rambam, does the Baal Tekeh have to be mighty anyone? If the mitzvah shmiya, and the Rambam holds the mitzvah shmiya. Says Reb Chaim, V'tiris b'shnei yifanim. Reb Chaim gave two answers. Echad. This is where it gets kishmak. The after kiyum hamitzvah hashmiya, even though the fulfillment of the mitzvah is the shmiya, mikomok a ma'isa hamitzvah hi atkiyah. Ulechei lafichach beinan kavonos shemeya umashmiya, neishatkiyah hi gam chelik min hamitzvah k'may hashmiya. So those words sound very much like the other achronim, right? But they want to say, Yerucham wants to say, no, he doesn't think that's what Reb Chaim means. He thinks Reb Chaim means something very different. Reb Chaim means that sometimes there's a mitzvah that has a ma'isa to it, and sometimes a mitzvah that has a kiyum to it. The fulfillment and the action are not always the same thing. Meaning, I need to fulfill the mitzvah by listening. But the way I get about doing that is an action that produces the shofar called the tkiya. Again, it's not fair to rush through this Reb Chaim because there's so much here to unload. But that's Reb Chaim's first answer. What's the second answer? Beis. The beloy kavonas hamashmiya oz ma'isa tkiya ein echal gabe. If you don't have the kavona of the Baal Tekeh, then the tkiya is lacking. For lekeh kan ma'isa mitzvah klal. If I don't hear it from the right background, from the right setting, Zokt Reb Chaim, then I'm not Yotze. So now, just on the footnote on Reb Chaim, he writes something very interesting. He quotes over here from Reb Ruderman, that Reb Ruderman brought down the first answer of the Grach, and he said that Reb Yisrael Salanter, how you machriz.
Reb Chaim called Reb
Ruderman. No, this is not Reb Chaim. This is they printed later stuff from Reb Chaim. So there they print that on the footnote, they say that Reb Ruderman brought down Reb Chaim's first terrace, that there's a Kiyama Mitzvah and a Maisa Mitzvah. So he said over there, Reb Yisrael Salanter used to announce by Shofar, Sheichavdu b'shmiya v'gam b'maisa tkiya. He used to announce he should have kavana for both. Can you imagine confusing the Baal Batim and Shul? Okay, so you have to have in mind that there's the Akima mitzvah, and then there's the Maisa mitzvah, and then there's a pula. Forget it, you're going to lose everyone before you stop long shaving. Not even worth it. But he tells you, you should do it. Why? Because the tkiya is not just echetimtza. Elo chelik miha mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah. So again, some of these words do get a little mixed in with what we saw from the Akhren.
But you're only being Yotze.
He's producing the tekiah which I need in order for my shmir to be anything. Memela zokti biruchim. If you accept somehow, understand this, Reb Chaim, it answers the kash of the Magen Avraham, because the tekiah does play. Maybe it's not a chelik of the mitzvah, but it's a chelik of the ma'isa hamitzvah. And since it's at least a ma'isa mitzvah, that's good enough to make it in the bracha.